Back, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to the TNT Hour. It's a pleasure to be here with you once again. But once again, of course, I have nothing to talk about because I'm staying a little away from the news lately. I have been. It's just been too infiltrated with wackiness. And people are always following the drippings and the trappings of a power elite, which seems to think it's funny that they run everybody around in circles, dancing from this problem to the next, and really not facing up to the real issue. And, that has led to a kind of a comical regime, but a comical situation where everybody's running around like they're trying to get something done. And there's a lot for them to do because there's so many problems and messes. And it's kind of designed that way. So I don't like to get caught on this side of the fence, the left side or the right side or the front side or the back side, because eventually you're picking a side, and they've created the sides that you can pick. And then you play their game. So eventually you kind of want to step back. You still want people to be aware of it, but it's healthy to take a step back from it every now and again, because most of it's just nonsense, garbage. Today we did bring aboard my brother again, Doug Newsom, because I just find it a fascinating time and place when we can get together and do that. So being on the air is one of the ways we do that. So welcome, Doug.
Howdy.
I'm glad you're here because, I don't do as much posting as I'd like to. I mean, I love the Trusted News Trader. We're about to build a new arena for reporters. Yes, folks, I know. I said it a year ago, and everybody's wondering why it isn't here. Well, it will be, okay? A lot of things that are going to pop up over the course of the next 3-4 weeks. But I do like to post there, and I read a lot of the information when I get a chance to. But, I scan more information now than I... a lot of times I used to get really into the nitty-gritty, Doug, read the whole damn articles and go through them all and spend 8 hours a day and just rack your brain. And eventually now I just pretty much skim them, looking for the juicy parts.
I don't know. I've never spent that amount of time per day on them.
Oh, yeah, I did. Until the wee early morning, those were my sleeping hours. I'd actually spend going blog. Yeah, well, I needed to know something about something, which I still don't know yet, but it has given me an idea of how little I do know, so that's kind of nice.
I don't even know if knowledge is that important.
I don't think it is. I think somehow they've made the apple the key, right? Knowledge is the key. Well...
Enlightenment might be the key, but knowledge I don't think is...
I think it's one of the keys.
It's funny. Enlightenment is more of a feeling, sort of an understanding. It's like a tree. It might be it feels in a different, distinct way that it's alive. But on a knowledge basis, it just doesn't make any sense to me to go out there and rack your brain for knowledge for knowledge's sake. Mind you, there's a lot of people who love it. I was one of them in my past. I used to, we studied very hard and did very, very well. But I've come to realize that only clouded me even more.
Yeah, it's like overload, data overload. And if you got all the data, what are you going to do with it anyways? I mean, again, you look at people with a lot of data or a lot of the facts at their disposal, and where are they now? Right? So I don't know if having all the knowledge is really the greatest thing in the world, because so far it seems that absolute knowledge has corrupted a lot of these insiders or secretists people.
What do you think of Obama's trip?
Well, Obama, I called him since day one. He's an abomination of a... Doug, look, I don't believe the man. I don't like his lies. I don't think that dancing around on stage and lying and then somehow later on justifying it that you got to swim with the sharks is the way to go. You know, a lot of people say, well, he's got to do that. He's going to do that. He's going to do that. Yeah, well, look at the people who got to do what they do and look at what they did.
The funny part is, Don, I personally think that there's got to be an open mind to everything. What you've done, what you've already done is, one, you've made a judgment. Two, you've pigeonholed him. And if you do that with one person, you'll do that to two people. You'll do that to five people. You'll do that, period. I don't think that's healthy.
Doug, I don't think it's healthy to have him as the President of the United States of America. That would be very unhealthy.
Really? Well, let me put it to you this way. You know how you got to say, I don't know if you're going to have a choice.
Well, I might not, but I might not have a choice of which puppet.
Do you really think you ever had a choice? Just because you've woken up to the fact that there's no choices in your lifetime. Back 100 years ago, there were no choices in that regard. You've woken up at this time. But that, is it any different than what it was?
It can be. I don't buy into what was.
Maybe, but it won't be over the course of the next 6 or 8 months.
And how do you know this?
Well, this is World War III.
How do you know that?
I'm being pretty realistic.
Well, you're being harder than I am.
Not at all.
You know, I actually
believe that if you had to play Mr. President, you know, some of the 50% or 80% of his economic elite, like Paul Volcker and the rest of those guys, Paul Paulson, all these guys, his elite group of people, they come together and they strategize. Obama, you could put him in that category. He's got to listen to all these people. And when they have the money, they have the power, and he's got to listen to these people. He's got to make friends with these people. Hard to believe, but yeah, you do. Or you just forget politics. Don't ask anybody to go into politics because you can't make friends of that base. You're doomed. You won't even step into
the arena. The problem is Obama is agreeing to certain things that may limit our use to bear arms. That may put things more in the hand of a few corrupt people that want to assume all of America. And it looks like his tenacity is to get us in those positions. Why? I don't know. I'm dumbfounded.
Well,
I can't understand it to save my life.
This is interesting.
If he's got to swim with the sharks, he's swimming with the best ones right now, because if he gets his way, we're going to have such maximum government, such limited liberties, and we won't be sovereign at all. Heck, I personally feel that he somehow has justified a system of, I guess you'd have to say, almost some form of socialism.
I'm just going to read this. Just give me a minute here.
Yeah.
Funny, on the Bible to self-awareness, you know I rearranged that, right?
A little bit, yeah.
And the first one is seeing the positives. It's the first one I put up there. And you know what's interesting, because it's appropriate to this conversation.
I see the positive if he doesn't become a president. That, to me, is positive. Hold on, bear with me. I look at all the positives.
You're not going to let me get ahead.
Well, we do have a caller. Caller, welcome to the program. You're on TNT Hour. Hello? Are you there? Hello? All right.
Okay, now let me go through this before interjecting here. So many people complain. Why? And see a situation as a problem, never with a positive. An example of this might be when we see one global economy is creating a problematic outcome, one global market, perhaps one government. What if today's political agendas, which just so happen to be made possible by a very elite few, unbeknownst to them, which were manufacturing events, albeit poorly, to create one people without division. Divisions like authenticity, tradition, which are basically just dated and particular information, which could have helped separate us into tribes. Perhaps a consequence, whether intended or not, of such political maneuvering works to a higher agenda, perhaps to a unified force. Perhaps another consequence is one voice, ultimately representing our world with cohesion, not division, to a mega-universe of life existing throughout the galaxy.
Just a second. I get it, but you think that
perhaps we are becoming united even though I'm stretching here on this point. I may be wrong, but that's not the point at all. How we decide to view any particular situation in this moment predicates, predates, predicts, creates, gives energy to the outcome. As a spiritual person, I wonder why I could even think that a situation would deliver something other than a beautiful outcome. Are there similarities between our understanding of spiritual growth and the attainment of oneness to gain unification for the personification of the one in us and the attainment of one global economy that are apparent to the mind? Is there any resemblance? Do they show any congruity in any way, even in symbolism, some link? So what I'm trying to say is, we're moving towards a global understanding. When you have 7 billion personalities out there, you can, a lot of people, they aren't so aware that they say, okay, let all 7 billion personalities have their voice on the pulpit. Let's go in all those 7 billion ways because we have the resources to do it. All 7 billion people want to do in every, but we don't. In many cases, the people that have a lot of power, they feel there's only a few choices. Sadly, they do. They don't look at the box, wide open. But I can see in their minds that maybe they aren't all totally, even though you got to say, oh God, they're all bad. What I'm trying to say is, even if they are bad, and they're moving toward a unified understanding, in the end, just like building a good company and it being taken over by a bad person, a bad company can be taken over by a good person.
Okay, but you sound like the guy who will always give the excuse. You sound like the guy who's always going to, even if the guy's stabbing you in the chest, say that, oh, well, he just doesn't mean it. While he's stabbing you, while he's raping your children and killing you, you seem like the guy who will give the pacifist minimalistic viewpoint so that people don't get outraged.
I'm the sort of guy that would sit down with Obama and say, let me hear your points of view. I'm not the side of guy who would go up to Obama and go, oh, by the God, you're a snake in the grass. You're a jerk. You're one of the elitists. Now let's negotiate. Let's
talk. Who would do that?
You're doing it already. You've already set up the mental attitude.
My mental attitude is the man is a liar. He doesn't stand for anything
that
lies.
There's one politician outside of Ron Paul that doesn't lie.
Okay, let's put Ron Paul in the rest. Let's can them all.
Sure, I'd love to. You don't have that opportunity now.
Then let's not play in their arena. Let's remove them.
Because Ron Paul wasn't waffling on decisions, going back and forth, trying to figure out where the middle is. He had his libertarian stance. He wasn't able to coup to the people that had the money and the power. Sadly, that particular methodology didn't work. Didn't work. Now, it might work in the long run, but maybe here's a guy, Obama, that might, at some point, gain a conscience, be at a higher level of awareness, and he might ultimately have the capacity to change and even change this country.
Yeah, he might. Everybody does. Heck, even McCain. Why not McCain? They're about the same. How about Hillary? She could probably change more than Obama, opinion. Let's take this caller. Caller, welcome to the TNT Hour.
Hi.
Hi.
This is Rico. How are you doing?
Rico. We're getting into a heated argument here, aren't we?
I know. I thought you guys were going to come to a blows or something. I'm glad you guys are on the phone and not face-to-face.
Oh, this is how we discuss. My brother and I were twins, and there is always energy and electricity between twins. Most people used to think we fought when we were younger, Rico, but we would just get loud in the voice.
Well, our mother was Austrian, so if you've ever met an Austrian or a Swiss person, they get louder when they talk.
By the third word, they're usually, it's really loud, and then they're booming at you. So we grew up around that as well.
Yeah. If it wasn't loud, we didn't hear it.
So what do you think, Rico? Give us your thoughts on this matter.
Well, I kind of have to catch up for the delay, but I was hearing you guys arguing about Obama and introducing, of course, Ron Paul as the obvious, solution. I wonder if there's a possibility that Obama could possibly obtain or in any way ally with Ron Paul.
You see, if he would take Ron Paul as his VP, whoa.
Such, you know, working together across the line.
That's you know, Rico, that's, I think that's brilliant. I mean, if Obama would take Ron Paul as his running mate, then I got to tell you, things might be able to shift. That I could go with.
But I got a question for you.
But I don't think Obama has the character, unfortunately.
But does the character?
I don't think he has the integrity.
On Capitol Hill, what matters on Capitol Hill, just like in business, it's the relationships you cultivate on so many levels. It's not what you know, it's who you know. You know that, I know that.
Oh, you know, we've seen our share of people swimming with the sharks.
If we did put Ron Paul in, which I would do no matter what, would he not have a more difficult time playing ball with the elite, supposed elite, which I believe that they are,
We've played ball with them for a century. Why would we play ball with people that are actively trying to eliminate us, cull us, and do whatever the hell suits their sick mind fancy on this physical stage? Why would we cater
what?
To that?
Why? Well, because we couldn't go immediately.
Try to understand
it. If we went to a bartering exchange system and we did a lot of these things, you know, we just made huge shifts. You could say, okay, but there's going to be a lot of people hurt during those shifts. You know, you can't just implement a situation where you say, oh the bankers, they got to be gone. Let's do it tomorrow. It's just not going to happen many people are going
true, to... True, it's difficult, but the bankers themselves, might even instigate that one. We can only hope, folks.
Well, you know, I have to agree to some degree with both of you. I mean, first of all, it is difficult to change anything by any kind of cataclysmic, you know, event. But, well, actually, unless we have a cataclysmic event of some sort. Which I think we're witnessing already in the news. I mean, I think people are coming alive and witnessing and seeing what's happening and realizing now that, you know, Katrina was abnormal and that the hurricanes over in the
that they've been killing us, right,
abnormal.
And still are.
And,
yeah.
You know, now we're having lightning strikes, over 1,000 right here in California. I mean, never before. Today, Yosemite is burning.
Yep.
You know, I think that's our global awakening. We're awakening to the fact that we're destroying ourselves. We're doing it from the inside out.
Well, we're awakening up to the fact that we've allowed people, Rico, to have that kind of power to manipulate this spectrum and to manipulate it to such a high degree that it's creating volatility. And we've allowed that to occur, agreed, but we're not the ones doing it. If we're not stopping it, if we're not stopping it, trying to actively stop it, then somehow we're acquiescing to it. But right now, I think people are waking up to not only the atrocities that have been perpetrated on them from the past by these same sick wackos, but by those that they're doing now and plan to do in the future.
You know, it's funny because when I go to bed at night, I meditate and I say, I must be George Bush. I must be,
No wonder you're getting a little off.
No, I'm not.
Kelter
I just want to know if you do this.
No.
Well, try this. When you go to bed at night, since you are at your higher level, one with all, you are responsible for everything that is going on. Everything. World economy, power, all the whole nine yards. You, Don, are responsible. Do you feel that ever?
From what perspective? Are you placing you in a perspective of the common man, or are you
at a higher level of awareness? You're more of a collective understanding, and your collective is creating this disharmony. So there's something within each of us that needs to be addressed, I think. Somewhere real now at a much higher level, we'd go into that. But each of us is responsible for the way things are. And when I go to bed at night, I ask for forgiveness. Always, constantly. And I think of myself in terms of being all these people who have done bad things. And I try to imagine why I do these things. even though I don't, I can stand just like you guys and stand apart
you know,
and go, that's
I
not
have
me.
To say, Don, I have to say then, you would have to there enfold, you would have to fold into your own life the actions of convicted killers. And every, I mean, where does it stop?
It's hard to believe you think you're.
Maybe it never stops. Maybe Doug likes to figure all that out and go there.
No, I do. As a matter of fact, I do. I do go there. I do go there, but I can't believe that you can separate yourself. You can, and we have, in this consciousness to some degree, but we're still a part of the whole.
We are, Doug, but you got to understand the variations and the differences that you're in. You can lump it all into one as the perfect one integral unit, sure. But what lesson is there? Where's your lesson? What have you truly tried to change? And what have you tried to transmute? What negative energies have you tried to turn to? Who have you really helped?
Don,
but what I'm trying to say is
that
you don't point out
to
them.
I think the ideas of union and forgiveness are
very
paramount.
True. They're just as powerful, but you can't forgive something you don't understand.
Oh, really? And you do.
Well, when you get to a point of understanding that, hey, this guy just killed your baby, can you forgive him?
Yes.
But see, first, what are you forgiving him for unless you know what he's done? I know, but I'm saying there's a point to bringing that awareness and letting the person make the choice as to what
George
they
Bush
will do about
level,
it.
Yeah, I mean, you've got to, when you're trying to put yourself in the position of George Bush, you have to come at it from a perspective of being any what do they call him, evangelistic, and evangelical. He's been steeped in a lot of theologic background that tells him that he's speaking for God.
Yeah. I think he's smart. I actually think
so
Bush is smarter than
that. Very good point, Rico.
You put a person on at a pulpit, you can make great change. I mean, when you have a lot of people, I mean, let's take Germany, for example. 300,000 people just in the city of Berlin showed up to see the appearance of Barack Obama. He's drawing great crowds. Now, if indeed he does have a pure heart, as we all hope and pray that he does,
we pray.
Because right now he's leading in the polls. You know, at least by this morning's odds, it was 48-40.
But what is a poll, anyways? You know,
that's a great thing. I mean, what I'm thinking is, if he can continue and if he can get a good running mate to run with him, he could just be our golden candidate that we're referring to earlier.
If you can wake up, and I can wake up, and Don can wake up,
so can he.
And what I measure that man by is his potential to do such over those others that I've seen come before him.
But see, when
I look at a person, I see perfection. Every single individual in this world is perfect, though they think they're imperfect.
That's true, because we're not any better or any worse than any one person on this earth.
Right, so if we look at something like with that great potential, I think there's something to be said about that, too. And there's a catalyst for that to occur if we think that's possible. If we all don't think that's possible, how can it occur?
Well, you know, I think back to the George Bush thing and moving forward, unless we had to suffer through the 8 years we've endured, there's no way we could ever have reached for a higher power.
That's right.
I think that's been a point that has actually solidified the enlightened movement.
Brilliant! Without such chaotic madness out there, so many people wouldn't be turning in their mind inwardly or on a spiritual level. It wouldn't be occurring because everybody would be sated. They'd be okay with things.
You're right. Therefore, we do have to forgive him and thank him and move on.
Yes!
Right.
Yes, because he's playing a role. He's playing a role. On the other end of the curtain, he's saying, God, I played the bad guy, but you got to thank me because you all woke up.
Well, see, the good thing is he doesn't even know about it. He doesn't know that he's playing this role.
But the question...
I don't think he really realizes it.
You know, again, here's the thing. Can we all look at it in those terms? Absolutely. We could actually sit by, stand by, and be bystanders. In fact, some say in the higher realms, that's all you do. You don't disturb, you watch. Yep. We can all go there, but we're not there right now. And what we're in is a situation where, yeah, the bad guys might have been the catalyst, might have been earth changes. Might have been anything. Might have been them doing good that catalyzed people into waking up, because they just were such good, harmonious people. They started to release the facts about UFOs and free energy modalities and so on. But we're just saying, oh, we're just taking the one slice of it. Oh, that they're bad, and somehow that's been the catalyst. Could be. I don't know. But what I do know is that we've got pedophiles that are willing to hurt your children in power. We have pedophiles that are willing to hurt your children and get a sick pleasure from doing that in power. We have very rich people that have been using those ways to blackmail others and to create a very, very horrible fact of life, that we have manipulation and horrors being created on our young and on ourselves economically, physically, emotionally, and they're doing it in every which way these mad people can think of. So now, does that need to stop you? Bet. And is the person who's sitting there at the head of the biggest, most powerful nation in the world, not only is he sitting on it, but he's actually directing the flow of this madness? That's Bush. That's Bush. Okay, now did he catalyze it? Well, we thank you for waking us up. Might have happened sooner, might have happened later, doesn't matter. We're up now, and that man has to be held responsible for what he's done, because he's a murderer. Now, there are many, no, hold on, there are many people in power that are the same. Now, Obama may not be that kind of a man, but he is also banking and establishing himself with people who are, that have proven it, and that will do that again.
And so have you and Donald. When we were in business, we made mistakes by dealing with people that were bad. We weren't even aware.
True.
So unaware that we went through close to 10, 15 years of our life in business where we were dealing with unsavory people. Where are we put us because we dealt with those unsavory people, then might as well lock us up, Don.
What are you talking about?
What I'm saying is,
for what?
He is not the people he consorts with. He is on a higher level, but he's also an individual. You got to treat him as such.
I'm trying to get people to read between the lines. I don't want them to stand and bear witness to false testimony anymore. I don't want them to live an illusion that's going
to
put us down the wrong path again.
I don't want them to buy into the money scheme and somehow we end up in a worse position than we are now.
We have an opportunity at this point, because we are aware, because we've woken up. We have an opportunity now to change it all.
Well,
not
you,
just
you do
a lot.
Change it all. You do change it all, but you change it all by telling people they're beautiful people, and you move forward, and you let other people know this. You tell the world everybody's, and you deal with that sort of an information base. That's how you change the world. You don't change the world. I think that's how, in many ways, it's being changed currently. By people who have that sort of an understanding.
Exactly.
You know,
we're trying to change it on purpose.
Especially when you're looking at public television, or if you watch even the Oprah Winfrey Show, a lot of what's being put out there now is, you know,
very spiritual. Yeah.
Let's face it. I mean, it's a big business. And I mean, an industry is waking up to the fact that people are coming alive and becoming awakened to what's going on in the world.
And they'll take advantage of it if we're not careful.
But they're not going to awaken when they hear about, I don't think they're going to awaken as fast. On one spectrum, I think the fear is out there, but we don't need to perpetuate it. It exists, so these people are looking for answers. What we are is the guiding light to those higher answers. We're not the I don't think our forum should be, okay, well, we're going to get up there and we're going to tell you why you got to hate the world now.
All right.
I don't think that's what it is.
I woke up because I was scared I was on the wrong path.
I woke up because I was mad and angry about what's going on.
I woke up because I was shocked and awed, my friend.
Yes, and then you were turning for something that could give you answers. You weren't turning to another guy on the street screaming that the world's going to end. At that point, as soon as you started to realize, the world's going to end, I got to look for it. Now you're searching for these answers, and we're the answers. But where those answers came in a different way, not talking about politics and
sure they did.
And all this other crap.
A lot
By
of
the way,
them did.
What do you guys think of this new a billionaire who's taking over literally NASA's job? Not really, but he's doing. They're all saying on TV, to, you know, today, hey, should NASA really be a part of the space program, or should we leave that to private individuals? I thought that was very interesting to see that we've come so far that right now we're talking about whether NASA should be a part of the space program.
Well, I think you're talking about Richard Branson.
Correct.
Correct? Yeah, that's true. Richard Branson has always had an interest in any kind of, you know, just getting business out there and building business, especially that which revolves around being a good service to others.
Mm-hmm.
And as well, always been very forward-looking in many regards. I mean, he was the one who built Virgin Atlantic, which I think is the king among airlines. I mean, of all of them, I would much rather take Virgin than any other airline.
I've never flown on Virgin myself.
You got it.
I'm out of blown a Virgin once or twice.
What happens when you don't cut the head?
Only wish, right?
What happens when you don't cut the head off the snake? If you don't get rid of those Hydra heads, what's going to happen is a lot of these new technologies are going to be put in the hands of the wrong people that will use it just as they're doing now. So when you think about allowing a person like Obama that's weak-willed, it seems, or weak of integrity, weak in character, weak in just about everything I can think of. Well, and then you start to bring in the power and the ability that he's going to have as the President of the United States, and the money that's backing him has such a stranglehold on him. Do you think he's going to cave? You know, I think he already has, so that's just like a no-brainer. I personally feel that we need to take this system, look at it, and say, okay, it was corrupt, fraudulent elections. These people aren't the people that America chose. This has been riddled and rife with fraud. And we need to somehow come together and fix it, and then bring the person that the people appoint as their governor. Or their president. That's what I would like to see.
You know, in thousands of years, I look at myself. Have I always been a person who went out there to create positive change and fight the good fight? And I look back in my history, and I can't, you know, I'm not very good at going back because I just, that's not my spiritual capability, going back and seeing what your past lives were. But I think to myself, yeah, I always tried probably at some point or another in most of my lives to do some good and fight the good fight. Now I wonder, okay, if that's been happening for thousands of years, I've been fighting the good fight, is that my lesson? Am I at this point for the next few thousand years going to fight the good fight, or is there something higher at this point
good
right
point.
Now?
That's a good
at this
point,
point
I think
right
about
now
that often.
To where I go, because I've always been doing that. Now at this stage where I am now, there's something more. It's not that I don't want to fight anymore.
Well, see, you don't have to fight. That's the whole point.
Exactly. There's a way to do it without creating fear. Now is that point. In the past, to fight the good fight, you had to get intermixed with that whole understanding.
Yeah, but somehow people take fear in different ways. I don't fear any.
Qualities are.
I'm sorry, Rico. What was that?
If we can take the general, like, the global economy and introduce them to self-love, that alone will introduce a great deal of peaceful. I mean, you've got to have peaceful venues for peaceful attitudes.
I totally agree. Don, if we were to see, when we start moving forward, let's say we're creating documentaries to put on cable shows, which you and I know that's the direction we're going to be heading into, as well as, you know, with BBS Radio and expanding. Question I have is, what sort of videos would you present? Now, I bet you I know the answer to this. You wouldn't say to me, Doug, I'm going to talk about the political nightmare and all these bad people and elitists, the banking industry and everything else. No.
I think the videos you need to be promoting are the ones by Bill Vitale, by the ones by Dr. Dyer. So many great authors out there. They've got so many great stories, and most of them start with being dirt poor or homeless.
Yes.
It addresses the needs of everybody at all levels.
Correct. This is why even the network itself...
Can't we do both?
Why, Don?
Why? I think that it works hand in hand. 99%
of the world out there is doing the other. They're still involved in that good fight. And that's what they want to, you know, get involved with and tooth and nail and hammer out the information to people that may or may not create great fear or catalyst to change. That's great. But there's 99% of the world doing that in what we're doing. We could move to the that 1 or 2% that's really creating that bigger change.
Sure. I mean, by tapping into...
I think we can do all things.
Just tapping into XM radio.
I think we do all things.
Wouldn't that be great?
I think it's a matter of bringing a full spectrum of that to people so that they have a safe place, a wonderful place to discuss it, think about it, how does it impact them, and what are they going to do, what action are they going to take, and what their being's going to be about.
I think when you get wrapped up into so much and you hear so many of those shows that talk about these... And by the way, you phoned me just a week ago, Don, or a few days ago, and you said, Doug, geez, there's this one individual that I just, you know, and I won't go into it on this line, Don, but you said, and you know why I had that particular feeling about him from day one? It's because he's all fear-based. Always fear-based. Always helping the world, but always fear-based. When
Doug,
I hear that from anybody, I try to avoid that person. Why? Because I don't want to wake up sad, depressed, and always be in a negative frame of mind. That doesn't stimulate. That's not how I got here.
Well, that's beautiful, and you'll find that here on BBS Radio, folks, that little bit of extra that you're looking for.
That's the 99% extra. That's what BBS Radio is about. It's the spiritual network.
It's a truth-talking, new age, moving radio network. You got it. But it is absolutely, hopefully, about the truth, discussing the truth, finding out the truth, and bringing it to bear. You know, a lot of the other flighty stuff is great. I love it. We get into it. And we, you know, it's part of the greater picture. But also the biggest part of the picture right now is the political spectrum. Why? Because it's happening right now. We're going to appoint our next person as the leader.
We are?
Of this country.
I thought you said we don't.
Well, we won't. We won't be appointing
them. So why? So remember Mom used to say these
things.
But
in lieu of that, I would like to state that the system the way it is corrupt, that the people who've been appointed as our three stooges, I think, are corrupt, and I think that we shouldn't be standing witness to that system at all, okay? That's what I think.
I'd like to lump them all, including the Rockefellers, and say to Rockefeller and his kids, you're just one of us, guys, we're all the same, come on over, let's be friends.
I would
rather than alienating them.
Yeah, I don't say that to murderers, Doug. I'm sorry, I don't invite murderers into my home. I don't sit down and have tea with them.
I'm just saying to you, the way we even position them on so many levels, that doesn't mean you have to be vocal about this and saying they're good guys. But in the brain, you mentally position them differently. Because that's what gives power and energy into the world. If you look at them differently and send them...
We didn't even know about them for decades, Doug. The world's just waking up to the few clowns that are behind it all. So now that we're in the now, and that's being figured out now, let's remove the problem now.
You know,
it's not like we've known about this for centuries. We've been fighting the good fight.
How many people, I wonder, go to bed at night?
Empires grow, and years and years they're peaceful, and then they come to a head.
How many people, go to bed at night, Donald, and give a prayer to George Bush and send him love?
I do it all the time.
Do you?
Oh, absolutely. Probably more than he likes.
So do I.
Well, good. Let's keep sending that to him, but let's keep making people aware of their madness.
But most people who see them in that way probably don't even want to think about giving him that sort of love energy.
Maybe not. Let's all send Bush a prayer of love, folks.
Tony, it works.
We'll have the Bush Prayer Hour.
The Bush Prayer Hour.
Wouldn't...
Heck, they've named a waste disposal facility after him. I think we could have the Bush Prayer Hour.
Hey, now, wouldn't that be a hoot if you had the Bush Prayer Hour as a radio show on your network?
And you just have nothing. Just
I'll tell you what, Doug, why don't you do the whole show?
That's funny.
You'd be great at it.
I bet you had the most subscribers of any show on the radio show.
I'd have to tune in just to see how it was.
The Bush Prayer Hour.
I'm sorry.
No, actually, that wouldn't be a bad idea. Maybe pray for Laura and his kids, too.
Yeah, and his kids might be a hell of a lot smarter and be able to get in those situations.
I mean, you haven't heard much from Laura, but I did notice her on a fundraiser for kids. Jeez.
Yep.
I think we should write a website. You know, it's called 1 Minute of Silence. You know how they always give you a minute of silence for some person or some event?
The Bush Minute.
Have a website.
How about the Bush Minute?
Count back 59, 58, 57. You know, just a website.
Like the Malto Minute.
By the way, that is brilliant.
The Bush Minute?
If you started
the Bush Prayer Minute.
A phenomenon called the Bush Prayer Minute or the Bush Minute or something like that where it actually got to his ears. It's brilliant.
The Bush Minute.
You know, I mean...
Just a moment of silence.
Just a moment of silence.
Like a moment of silence, please. Then brush a prayer. I mean, and if we had that everywhere, that would be... I think that's a brilliant idea.
Everyone a moment of stupefied silence.
You see how good ideas can come about by arguing?
The Bush Minute. A minute for Bush.
That's funny. I mean, that would probably take off, too, if somebody was really backing something like that.
You think? Seriously?
Well, you know, you'd have to get a lot of people hammering Google and MySpace and everything else, but you never know. I don't know. How many people out there actually pray for other people outside of their family?
How many take a moment of silence just to be with themselves for the day?
Exactly. You know, I have this question. If I was to find, let's say I'm a single guy, Rico, so I would think to myself, what would be the one question I would, you could only ask one question to figure out who, and I hate to judge somebody based on an answer to one question, so, you know, just, this is a grain of salt, but if I had one question to ask, it would be, how much time do you spend with yourself in quiet contemplation or in meditation? Based on that answer, I'd kind of know how similar we are in certain aspects of our life. If I had one question to ask somebody, that would be it.
Well, you know, if I had a question to ask somebody, I'd like to have sit down and have a coffee or tea with Benjamin Fulford. I'm starting to like that guy. I'm starting to like that guy. He, you know, there's some posts on the Trusted News Trader from Benjamin Fulford, an interview with Jeff Renz. I love Jeff. I think that man is a professional, awesome interviewer, and he just
has a great voice, doesn't he?
He has a great, clear voice. He has a great, great presence.
You know the best voice I ever heard, Don? Kovac.
Oh, yeah. Ernie?
Who wrote the book... What was that book, Don, that he wrote? You know.
Yeah, you know.
Come on. He's been on your show before.
Ernie?
Go back. you read the book.
Okay, well...
It was about animals and talking to animals on a spiritual level and being guided forward. Remember?
Huh.
Come on. He went with you to that meeting with Carla Ruckert or something?
Talk to animals?
His book was about a dog.
Oh, Disappearance of the Universe.
Not the Disappearance of the Universe. That's with Gary Renard.
Right. That was about a dog.
No, it wasn't. It was about two...
You're talking about Going Deeper.
Yes.
Jean-Claude Covan.
Guy's got probably the clearest voice of anybody I've ever heard.
Yeah, he's exceptional.
I've never heard a voice like that.
Yeah.
I mean, unique.
Well, Jeff Renz did a heck of an interview with, I think, with Benjamin Fulford, but it's coming back to the deal that they have until August 8th or something like that. They have to give another decision, and that somehow these the people that really are part of China, the underground movement, big Asian underground movement of, well, the criminal class, let's call it. But criminals with, what do they say?
With a code, criminals, right? Criminals with a higher intent,
right.
That's funny.
Right, right, the criminals with a code. So there's
Isn't
some...
Isn't that called a politician?
But interestingly enough, you know, I mean, I don't know whether to disbelieve it or believe it, because I know there is a huge Asian factor that is significant. Well, I've spoke to people about it, and they would be in the know. So I just, it's hearsay. I'm hearing it and saying it. But I don't know how large, if they're as large as he says, or as powerful could be. But, you know, if there's something going on where they're saying, you know, we've had enough, and so have your people, and we have the might to do something about it where others don't, we're going to do it, and here's your choices. I like that again. It gets me off. I mean, just like Jeff said, people get really, really horny on the fact that there's people that are standing up for the meek. Well, these overlords are killing us and plan on more of it. And passing out New Age spiritual pacifism and doctrine and bullcrap and everything else to make sure that they cloud it all, screw it all up, and keep doing what they're doing. Now,
I think on some level, corporations are greatly at fault too.
They're part of the power structure. Those corporations
are designed around the idea of money for money.
Period.
Nothing else.
Correct.
So on that level, you can't blame the world's ills. And the system of the world on those few.
I don't know. Well, what percentage of the companies are actually large corporations?
Well, that's true too. If you look at the largest ones are probably owned by those few.
See, I'm thinking that the largest majority of companies are owned by small business owners.
Oh, you mean you're talking about the majority of companies, not the largest of the companies?
Correct. Exactly.
Yeah, I would agree.
Float the industry are usually the smaller businesses.
Oh, I would agree. It's always been the case, I think. Well, it's always the bourgeois that feeds everybody. Almost.
Well, I mean, it's just a matter of placing blame where blame belongs. I mean, of course, those with the largest dollars have the largest voice.
And the bourgeois still hopefully has that.
One large voice.
You're right.
Yeah.
And that can start with the Small Business Bureau, which of course is a government agency, but. And again, I mean, if you're looking to make a change in this company, in this country, and you're going to be speaking for the small business or the small person, get in touch with the small business instead of the big business.
Mm-hmm. Start there.
Consolidate those together using that bull pulpit of the presidency. Think what you can do.
You know, I would love to be the president of the United States. I'm Canadian. Unfortunately, I can't. I was born in Canada. I'm still Canadian otherwise. You know, as corny as I am, I might even have taken a crack at it only because... people would know exactly where I stand at every single moment. They would know that what I say because I believe it's the truth. I would, you know, if you had somebody in there with a high degree of integrity, personal integrity, that's what we need. And to clear my voice here, I do not in any way, shape, or form believe Obama has an inkling of that character.
Well,
or even a smidgen of it.
Look, remember Edgar Mitchell I saw this article on Edgar Mitchell, and he's talking about how the presidents all the way back through Carter and all of them, Clinton, when they were wanted to find out information about aliens and what really happened in Roswell and the technology and so forth, that they weren't privy to it. They were shut out of it.
Mm-hmm.
So what does that tell you about who really has the power? Running the guy, I mean, come on. You know, if I was president, how much can the president, I mean, unless he starts taking away powers from the judicial branch, which, you know, of course Bush has done.
Well, what the president can do successfully is bring the power back to the people. The president has the ability, honestly.
Yeah,
to put the power back in the people's hands. That's what he should be doing. Okay? Not taking it away. And as we see, the president has the ability to do both.
But just like on a globalization understanding, what you're thinking about is a fractionalization understanding, which more or less puts power
back.
Well,
you got to deal in
a
localized, localized setting that you're in, don't you?
I totally agree. I'd love it so every little local community has power, where the federal government doesn't have the power, that we give it all back to the states, and the states give it to the communities, and you can live where you want to be.
It's like giving the power back to the Senate, back like in Rome. You hand the people, you hand the power back, but our Senate's corrupt. Unfortunately, you got to start handing it down to the local
levels,
back to the communities.
And now, even to get into the Senate, you better have a few million dollars just to run.
See, a government's like your federal government's like a big foreign-owned corporation right now. Okay, just kind of in that mindset, and it doesn't belong with that kind of power and governance ability. It should be sent back to the people in all of its glory. And that's what I think needs to happen. And I think if people are working towards that, and people in measures of power are working towards bringing that empowerment, that power back to the people, it'll be in better hands. They know it. It's just the greedy few that don't want to see that happen. But if there were people like Obama who would stand up and say that with full conviction and mean it and be honest about it and show us how he's going to do it, and instead of bringing a bigger onus on money and because he's raised $148 million, I think, and more coming, and it's just endless seems for him.
You know, if he came up to me right now and said, I put a plea out to everybody in this country right now, give me 20% of your dollars, and I can guarantee it, and I saw it, and there was proof, it was 1,000% fact, you couldn't argue this, the money went to the poor, but everybody had to do it, everybody. And we knew that it would absolutely change the dynamics for the poor class world over, I would do it. So when somebody says to me, okay, he's going to raise tax, he's going to do this, he's appealing to the poor, we all come to the realization, well, they've said it to us before, and the money just goes in the hands of the elite, and it never really does the work it's supposed to do. But if it did the work it was supposed to do, I wouldn't be terribly upset about
that. I'm not upset. If our money goes where it's earmarked, that is a whole different story.
Correct, but you're automatically assuming that his taxes will not.
I'm not assuming that.
Well,
I didn't assume that at all.
You might have.
No, I just don't think he should have any money. I don't think the guy it would know what to do with it. Honestly, I think that if he's in control of this country, we are on a very harmful, predatory...
Do you think Reagan was a good guy?
I think Reagan was the first real puppet that these controllers put in that allowed Bush Sr. and
really?
His father... You
God,
bet.
You've got to go all the way back to World War
I. I think that's where... No, I think the criminals took over the mafia. The criminals really took over our banking system, our federal government, and various parts of our corporations, media, and so on through the... that time period, especially under Reagan, which he was really a figurehead. He was the most puppety kind of guy you can imagine. And he let Bush Sr.
totally corrupt, and
almost all avenues of our secret government. Now his son just had to put in a Homeland Security department, the mother the motherland, right? And put it all under one so that all...
My question's different. It's not that. But if I look back and I said, okay, of all the people that were going to be presidents up until, let's say, World War I, World War II, do I think Obama has the potential to be what I think would be better than any one of them except maybe Robert Kennedy Jr.?
We got to close this down. You have 30 seconds.
I think that there is a great potential, and I'm excited. I can get excited in my heart about seeing that man in a greater light than most of the presidents that have come before him over the past
years. Let him convince us now.
Not as good as Ron Paul.
No, wait.
But
wait.
I'm just
I don't want him to convince us after he's elected, okay? Convince us now. And with that, Rico?
Yeah, I
give out your website.
Of both of them, I have to say, they could make a great pairing.
That, you know,
they're both in the same. I mean, they're drawing from the two different sides as far as the political spectrum here in the U.S. now. But I think, by and large, they really need to draw from the independent.
Thank you, Rico Camacho, right?
So,
RicoCamacho.com or Camacho Hypnosis.
I'm sorry.
Camacho Hypnosis, right?
Yeah, CamachoHypnosis.com.
CamachoHypnosis.com. Hypnosis.com. Folks, Rico, it was a pleasure. Thank
Love your
you.
Company, Rico. Keep calling in. You're the
Thank
perfect
you.
Complement to a two-way
nightmare
quarrel. Thank you.
Thank you. Good luck, guys.
Rico, thank you. Doug, thank you.
Love you, man.
Love you all.
Bye-bye. Until next week.
All right, folks. Once again, that was another TNT Hour, Trusted News Trader Hour. If you have a mind to participate, get on over to the Trusted News Trader, trustednewstrader.com. You see our little posting board. Get involved, get a little interested, have a little fun. You know, again, it's got to be fun. Even the dynamics and the opposing sides. You know, we got to come together with love, not hate each other. Arguing, you know, I don't mind a good, strong, full-out argument, because discussions are a way things get brought out into the open. So with that, I'm going to leave you. Don't forget to continue to tune in to the BBS radio, because we have Miracles Happen, Dreams Do Come True. It's up next with Iris Jackson. She's the loveliest lady on our network, so you don't want to miss her. Stick around.